Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call
563-999-3560.
That's
563-999-3560.
And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 5 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome to Gregory's Stories. This is Friday's radio show. So sit back and listen and enjoy the show. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And do we have any sports to talk about? No. Games are this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. So we don't have no sports to talk about until Monday. So I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And I want to tell you that Brittany Griner, the girl that played for the WNBA, the Las Vegas Aces, she was in jail in Russia, and she was released and sent home. So once she got home, she met with the team, and she decided that she was going to play again. So she's trying to get in shape and get ready for the women's basketball season. She's getting ready to play, y'all. So we're going to welcome her home with a couple of big wins right off the bat. All right. Well, that's G Money Sports Report, the news for right now. All right, DJ Papa D, let's have a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
She says, I want to take $300 to my sister in Henderson. So she goes out and catches the bus to Henderson. And I don't see her again until like 10 o'clock the next morning. And she comes in, throws some money on the bed for me, and I'm like, okay. And she gets in the bed because she's sleepy. But I get up and I go pay for the room. And we're smoking. And she goes to sleep. And then it's Thanksgiving. So we order pizza for Thanksgiving. And then, like about 11 o'clock at night, you know, he goes through his prep where he shaves and he puts his makeup on and he does his hair and he gets dressed in his little white outfit and he goes out.
Show me through the tender.
It was a kiss.
Eat it,
friend of mine actually told me this story. He was working in a carnival as a carny in New York, and he was working in the game section where you would throw a ring over some milk bottles. Well, he had some guys that were dope dealers come, and they tried to win some teddy bears, and they couldn't win. So then they said, hey, we want to bet some money. So he bet them that he could throw the ring and they would land on the milk bottle. And he would throw three rings, and all three rings landed on the milk bottle. So then they threw the rings, and they didn't get any rings to land on the milk bottle. So they lost their money. Gretchen Gilmore.
So fine, so fine, blow my mind. Ooh,
Gretchen, she was beautiful.
So fine, so fine, blow my mind.
When I was in sixth grade or so, I was taking swimming lessons, and I had some friends that used to swim in my class. One girl's name was Gretchen. She was beautiful, and she was a real good swimmer. And we would get in the pool, and we'd be racing. And this girl was just outstanding. Gretchen, she was beautiful.
Gretchen Gilmore.
Gretchen, she was beautiful.
So fine, so fine, so fine.
She swam and she floated so good, she could just cruise across the water. She didn't even have to swim hard. And she didn't have to kick her feet hard. She just cruised as we raced across the pool. And we started off learning the different strokes, and we were always racing, but Gretchen always won.
Gretchen Gilmore.
So fine, so fine, so fine.
Gretchen, she was beautiful.
So fine, so fine, so fine.
And then Gretchen Gilmore was the one who taught me to dance, and we grew up together. Even though we went to different high schools, we were close, because her mother and my mother were like best friends forever. So I always saw Gretchen at my house, and we always hung out in the streets, because she took a long time to get married. She was beautiful, so she was picky as hell. Gretchen Gilmore.
So fine, so fine, so fine.
Gretchen, she was beautiful.
So fine, so fine, so fine.
So that's all I know about Gretchen. So I'm sure she got married to somebody that got big money, because she was worth it. She was a big money girl, so she's somewhere making big money, because she was fine as the day is long. And she could dance, and she could swim. She was a very talented girl. I don't know if she could cook, though, but her mama could cook, so I'm hoping maybe.
I would walk around, and any girls that I saw that were sitting around and they weren't dancing, they were just sitting at the table either because they were fat or because they were ugly or because they weren't dressed real nice. Nobody had asked them to dance. So I would make it my business to walk around
And I would see the girls that were sitting at the tables by themselves. They would be patting their foot and banging their fingernails on the tables, but they weren't getting up to dance. So I would walk around and I'd see these girls, and I'd go up and ask them to dance. And they would be so happy to get up and dance. And they'd say, yes, I want to dance. And they would get up and they'd dance with me, and I would have them on the dance floor sweating because I made them work for it. I made them dance until they were tired.
Everybody around the world, G's Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G's Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday. Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you.
And we looked up, and the blood had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I gotta take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like a DUI. How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you. You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's the internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. Oh, sorry, for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Friday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I have a joke for you. You know, I wrote a book, and they said the book was boring, and they put it on the Braille reading list and so that the blind people could read the book. And the blind people were reading the book, and their fingers were going to sleep. Yes, I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I moved the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. I knew a girl that had about 8 strands of hair, and she put grease on her head and combed her hair to the side, and she called her hairstyle dippity-doo. And I told her it'll dip, but it won't do. Oh, man. There were 2 mosquitoes flying over a celebrity party, and they looked down and saw Dean Martin getting drunk. And one of the mosquitoes said, "Hey, let's go down and bite Dean." And the other mosquito said, "No, you go bite him, because I'm flying tonight. You can't drink and fly, just like you can't drink and drive." I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, I got another joke for you. There was a lady was on a train, and I got on the train because my manager was too cheap to pay for me to get an airplane ticket to ride to this college to do a comedy show. I was on my way to Jacksonville, Mississippi. So I got on this train, and I had a sleeper car. So I was walking through the train to the second class section of the train to where my sleeping car was. And I passed this lady, and she had her baby sitting in a car seat in her sleeping car. And I walked by, and I saw the baby, and I was thinking to myself, "Boy, that's an ugly baby." But I didn't want to say it out loud because I didn't want to embarrass the woman. So I waved at the woman and then blew a kiss to the baby, and I kept on walking. Well, there was somebody behind me that stopped and stared at the baby, and I could tell that because I heard the lady say, "What's wrong? You act like you ain't never seen a baby before." And the man said, "Ma'am, I've seen a lot of babies in my lifetime, but that's the ugliest baby I ever did see." And the woman started screaming and hollering, and she said, "I'm getting off of this train." And she pulled the cord, and the train stopped. And then the porter came back to her room, to her sleeping car, and said, "What are you doing?" And she said, "I want to get off this train because I've never been so insulted in my life. I didn't pay all this money to be insulted." And the porter said, "Well, maybe it's the people in this section because you're in the second class section. So maybe if I move you up to first class, you'll be around a better grade of people. So grab your baby and I'll grab your luggage. And we'll go up to the first class section because I think we have a car up there that's empty." So they walked up to the first class section, and the porter opened the door and slid the door open. And he said, "Check that out." And a woman looked in, and she said, "Hey, that's really nice." And he said, "That's the supreme class. That's first class quality all the way." And so she said, "Oh, okay." So she went in and she looked around, and he explained all the features. He said, "You have a TV that gets 100 TV channels all across the United States. And then you got a radio station that gets all of the radio stations all across the United States. And both of them can be accessed by the remote control that's on that table right there. And there's a menu for the kitchen so you can order any kind of food and they will deliver it to you here in the the sleeping car so you can eat right here in your room. And then there's a table that has reclining chairs so that you can sit back and relax, or you can sit up and eat at the table. And they have the menu for the bar, and if you want to order something to drink from the bar, then you could order the drinks, and they'll deliver the drinks right here to your room, to your sleeping cabin. So everything is real casual, and it's complete talent, complete service for your room. And he said, and the beds are double beds that you can slide out from against the wall, and you can lay in the beds and get total comfort because they're big beds, and you can sleep in the beds, and you could be very comfortable on the ride while you're riding to wherever city you're going to. So what do you think about this room? And the lady said, well, this sounds pretty nice. I guess I can be comfortable in here, and I guess I'll be around a better grade of people, so I won't be insulted anymore about my baby. And he said, okay, well, that sounds good. Well, since we're close to the kitchen, I'm going to go to the kitchen and see if I can get you some snacks. And he left and went to the kitchen. And then he came back and he said, all right, I got some snacks for you and your baby. I got some bananas for you and for your baby monkey. Oh, wait. I'm G Bunny, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. It was a good ride on that train to Jackson, Mississippi. I had a good time. They had some people that had to sleep in the cattle car because the sleeping cars weren't equipped to handle all of the people that were riding on the train. So a lot of them were riding in a sleeper car, and they were in the cattle section, which means there was a lot of people in the sleeping car. They didn't have sleeping arrangements for everybody. So you could just post up in the sleeping car and lean against the wall and get your comfort spot, and that's where you slept until your train arrived at the city, where the porter would come and say, all right, everybody out that's getting off, everybody that's getting off can get off at this next stop. And that was the trip that I took to Jacksonville, Mississippi. Now, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I got another story. There was a man driving an 18-wheeler, and he was driving on the highway, and he passed this sidewalk cafe and decided he wanted to stop and get something to eat. So he turned into the parking lot and parked his 18-wheeler next to the cafe, and he got out, and he went inside the cafe and sat at the counter. And while he was sitting at the counter, the waitress came and asked him if she could take his order. And he said, yes, ma'am, you could take my order. I'll have a double cheeseburger with everything on it. I'll have a cup of coffee. And I'll have a piece of that apple pie you got right there in that cabinet. And the waitress wrote it down on her menu pad. And then she gave it to the cook for him to start cooking the man's hamburger. So while the man was sitting and waiting on his food to show up, three motorcycle biker gang guys showed up at the cafe, and they walked in with their motorcycle jackets on, with their gang names on the back of their jackets and all their insignias on their jackets and stuff. And they sat at the counter next to the truck driver. Well, when his food showed up, One of the bikers ate his hamburger, and another biker drank his coffee, and the third biker ate his apple pie. But the trucker didn't make a sound. He just got up and went to the register and paid for his meal and left a tip for the waitress. And then he walked out the cafe and went and got in his 18-wheeler truck. And the bikers started talking about him. They were like, that's a sorry-ass man. He didn't put up no complaints about us eating his food. He didn't put up no arguments about us taking his food and not paying him for it. He didn't put up no complaints at all. He was a sorry man. In fact, I think he's a bitch because he didn't argue about nothing. He just let us eat all his food. He was a sucker. And the waitress said, yeah, that's true. He didn't put up any complaints about you eating his food, and you didn't put he didn't put up any complaints about you not paying for the food that you ate. And that's right, you said he's a sucker of a man, but not one time did you say what trucking company he worked for, because he ran over all of the motorcycles in the parking lot and smashed him with his 18-wheeler on the way out the parking lot. So I guess he got the last laugh. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, I knew a lady. She had one eye and one leg. And my friend introduced her to me. And I said, well, what do you call her? He said he calls her IHOP. IHOP. Okay, that's a good one. So I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right, let's hear a song. Let's hear a song that I wrote. It's called Gregoriesville, and it was when I ran this homeless camp in Las Vegas. So DJ Papa D, can you play the song or play a clip and then the song? And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
So I'm running in the outfield for this fly ball. We got two men on base, and both of them, I'm sure, are running because this guy has hit the ball, and it's going over my head, and I'm running for the ball. And I'm like, oh, man, what do I do? And I'm running, and I see a gang fall. Nothing drops in my outfield. And out of nowhere, my frat, my Sam's, my line brother, Brother Love, comes out of left field, and he passes me up, and he catches the ball over his shoulder. He runs and catches the ball over his shoulder. He makes a miraculous catch, and I'm shocked. I'm like, where the hell did you come from? You go inside the tree, and there's a camping tent, a big green camping tent. And when you stand in front of that tent, you're standing in the center of Gregoriesville. That's right, that's what we call it, Gregoriesville. And that's what G-Money is.
That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville.
And he invited his friends to come down, and that's where they hang out. Because it was in the middle of nowhere, and people didn't even know it was there. They could walk from the store across the 100 yards of tall grass, and they could go to the pool, but they wouldn't even know that everything was there. It was in the middle of all these overgrown trees, and that's what we call Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. At the beginning, it was just a handful of people. But in 3 years' time, 30 people living in Gregoryville. Actually, Gregoryville was like a homeless camp because G-Money was homeless when he started living there. And then everybody kind of followed him one by one. They started hanging out in his patio. And that's where they would meet to party and smoke and to have a good time. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. But see, Gregoryville was run by G-Money. He was the mayor of Gregoryville. And he had 6 security guards that looked after the property. And if you moved into Gregoryville, you had to either bring money, or you had to bring food, or you had to bring beer, or you had to bring dope in order to be accepted into Gregoryville. You had to bring something to benefit the growth of Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. 3 years later, Gregoryville has about 30 people moved in, and they've set up their own little camps all along the grass area and the wall. Yeah, Gregoryville has become a metropolis. And it's quite interesting to see how the homeless camp has developed in 3 years. It has grown. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. I was working at a self-serve gas station. Well, a Mexican man came up and asked for a pack of cigarettes. And then he paid me, and he walked off. And I was sitting there talking to the kids, and some other people showed up, and he came back. And he said, "No, this isn't the pack of cigarettes that I want. I want another pack." So I said, "Okay." I said, "Kids, you guys watch the booth. I'm going in here to get the cigarettes." And I walked into the office, and remember, the windows are all painted. So I'm in there, and I ask the man, "Okay, what kind of cigarettes you want?" And he tells me a flavor. And I turn around and get the pack of cigarettes, And when I turn around, this man has a knife stuck in my face.
Niggas should be tight. You can see the quarters in their pocket. And they got 1979 quarter. Mint condition.
We finally made it. Blue past cats that hate it. Been a struggle to get here, and I'm not gonna see faded. From holding Glocks in the holster to hanging on Crenshaw. To seeing my face on billboard posters. I was never really stable, bounced to a lot of schools. Hustling, picking up good game from them older dudes. I was only 16 when I grabbed my first tool. But I was so low-key, they thought I was GQ Smooth. I didn't rest in my head in the worst parts of the street. That's why I keep my booty close, this nigga starving to eat. I just pray to the sky that my soul be blessed. And take another swing from the hideous burning my chest. I can't take another day in the city of Hub. Kids in the street playing, now they ducking from slugs. Some cats put up in the black Buick with the lights out. Had to think quick on my toes, bullet taking lights out.
We got no friends on the cold.
And that dude ain't your homeboy, he only wanna see you grow.
He's a hater, a fella cat, you see him later. And focus on the paper player. In this game, we got no friends on the cold.
And that dude ain't your homeboy, he only wanna see you grow.
He's a hater, a fella cat, you see him later.
Five paying the bills and stick with it,
yeah.
Cause if your baby ain't got food, the lick hit it. Times is hard, but man, do what you gotta. I'm a broke nigga selling demo tapes to your mama.
Man,
trying to get cash, fuck with your thought. I got my hands in the cookie jar, but can't get caught. Cause if I'm slipping, then I'm losing, and I can't do that. Got to keep shit moving, ain't no holding me back. I gotta pay the bills and make it over the hill. No money for going nowhere, my life is a treadmill. I got skills, but I still can't get a deal. But if I get it, hope it's ticket. A meal so I can have a better meal on the plate for my kid. From an apartment to a home, 50 inch in the den. Put a pool in the back, bar filled with yak. And graduate from the cess to the dough on the back.
Man, we got no friends on the cold.
And that dude ain't your homeboy, he only wanna see you grow.
He's a hater, a fella cat, you see him later. And focus like a paper player. In this game, we got no friends on the cold.
And that dude ain't your homeboy, he only wanna see you grow.
He's a hater, a fella cat, you see him later.
Dog.
Y'all got the cash, I want it. It's a game, it's a flow.
The ass down on it.
Daily fucking routine to get green.
We roll fucking hard.
Me and my
roll fucking hard.
We ain't all out in the public eye. We some recluse motherfuckers. Ready to get loose motherfucker. We don't snatch them out the Escalade. We trying to get paid.
We got they fucking wife and the kid.
That's what we did.
Last time this fucking punk didn't think shit out.
No.
Can't shit motherfucker. Wanna do the shit now?
Get this shit alone. Got called, they convinced him to snip.
All they had to do was
show bitch,
he gave me up, they let him go.
Go.
If he fucking with them, we ain't cool no more.
Used to be straight, nigga flexed on me.
Dog, I'm your homie.
Act on me.
What?
No friends on the cold.
And that dude ain't your homeboy, he only wanna see you grow.
He's a hater, a fella cat, you see him later. And focus on the paper player. In this game, we got no friends on the cold.
And that dude ain't your homeboy, he only wanna see you grow.
He's a hater, a fella cat, you see him later.
Some open-toed Nikes, nigga. What this nigga doing in the club with some open-toed Nikes? You need your ass beat.
Was a man speeding on the highway, and the highway patrol officer saw the man speeding by, and he said, oh no, I can't have anybody speeding on my highway. So he took off in pursuit of the driver, and he thought to himself, I'm going to stop this man, and I'm going to ask him why he was speeding, and if he has a good excuse, I'm going to let him go. So when he caught up with the man, he said, sir, can you tell me why you were speeding? And the man said, well, I saw the highway patrol car,
and it reminded me that my wife had run off with the highway patrol officer. So when I saw the red lights come on in my rearview mirror, I knew that you were trying to catch up with me because you were going to give my wife back.
This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
We have a store on Storytime with GMoney.com where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yo, what's up, Las Vegas? And everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Friday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I have a joke for you. If big-breasted women work at Hooters, where do one-legged women work? You don't know? You don't know? She works at the IHOP. and her name is Eileen. She leans to the left, I lean to the right. Eileen serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner all day and all night. Woo! You know, there were two men that were going through the jungle taking pictures of the animals, the lions, the tigers, the elephants, the giraffes. They were taking pictures of the monkeys and the birds in the trees. And they were taking pictures of the snakes on the ground. And they ran into a bear. And one man bent down and took off his boots and put on his tennis shoes and tied his tennis shoes up real tight. And the other man said, "What are you doing, man? You know you can't outrun no bear." And the man looked at him and said, "Outrun a bear? I just need to outrun your ass." I'm G Money, and I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. Well, all right. Well, now it's time for a story. So, DJ Papa D, can you play a story that I recorded for the listening audience? And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
My daddy had a friend that had a big house in South Central L.A. He was down around 39th Street, and he had a big house. In fact, I think it was a three-story house, and the house was built out of concrete stones, and it had marble tables in the house. It had marble counters in the kitchen. It had marble floors in the bathroom. Oh, it was a big, beautiful house. And so the owner of the house, my godfather, he decided he wanted to put a pool in the back of his house. So he went to my dad, who was a city planner in Los Angeles, and asked him how he does that. And my daddy gave him the particulars on how to put a pool in his backyard. But, of course, they didn't think my daddy knew what he was talking about because my daddy was black. And so they went to City Hall, and they went up to the planning department, and they walked by my daddy's office and went and asked some white people that they saw in the office and asked them about the procedure that they needed to know about putting a swimming pool in their backyard. And everybody in the office was saying, "Go see Gerard." Yep, that's my daddy, Phil Gerard. So everybody was telling him, "Go see Gerard. Go talk to Mr. Gerard, because he's the one in charge of those projects." So they came and they talked to my daddy, and my daddy knew they were coming back to him. And he told them, "I told you what to do. I told you how to do it. So now just follow what I told you. Go get your license to get your pool put in, and you can pay the fees, and you can get your pool put in." And so my godfather followed my daddy's directions, and he ended up putting a pool in the backyard of his house. And it was great, because every time we played, we went to his house to swim in his pool. And he had three big Great Dane dogs that were running around the yard in the pool area. And while my godfather was hosting parties, cooking shrimp and cooking lobster and cooking kind of little shrimps out the ocean. I can't think of what they're called, but they were crawdads. That's what they were. They were having a crawdad party. So everybody was coming, and they were eating crawdads. And, oh, those crawdads were good. And me and my brothers were swimming in the pool. And as long as we were swimming in the pool, the dogs were jumping in the pool behind us. Now imagine swimming in the pool, and you get a big Great Dane chasing you around the pool. I mean, this dog was like a giant horse, and he would dive in the pool right after us, and he would be swimming around in the pool, and he would put his head in the water and look under the water to see where you were so he could swim over you, and when you came up to get air, he would pounce on you, and you had to go back down and swim around and try to find a place to come up where you could get air. And every place you rode, the dog would be there. So my brothers were having a hard time because they couldn't swim underwater. So they were swimming on top of the water, and they could swim from side to side, and they could swim across the pool really good, but they weren't good swimmers to swim under the water. And so when they would swim, they would dive in the water and go down. When they came up, the dogs would be right there waiting for them. And it was three Great Danes that would be swimming in the pool, and they would be swimming around waiting on us to come up for air, and then they would be pouncing on top of us, trying to climb on us when we were trying to reach up and get some air in the pool. Well, these dogs were just playing. They weren't trying to drown us, but every time they were on top of us, it was a situation where either we had to get away or we had to drown. So we were swimming in the pool, and my brothers were getting crawling on their backside. Every time they came up for water, the dogs were crawling on top of them. So they had to keep going under the water and swimming until they got to the edge. And when they pulled up on the edge of the pool, the dogs were right there when they pulled up. So I was laughing because, see, I was a good swimmer. I could swim underwater, and I could swim from one end of the pool to the other end of the pool underwater. So I didn't have to worry about the dogs catching up with me because I could look up and see where the dogs were, and I could just keep swimming. And I would get out of the way. So we had some good times at that pool, and I learned to swim very well swimming in my daddy's friend's swimming pool. I went there, and I swam in his swimming pool for several years, and I enjoyed it immensely. And the dogs were always there, so we always had the dogs to compete with us while we were swimming.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
My daddy had a friend that had a big house in South Central L.A., and he ended up putting a pool in the backyard of his house. And it was great, because every time we played, we went to his house to swim in his pool. And he had three big Great Dane dogs, that were running around the yard in the pool area. And me and my brothers were swimming in the pool. And as long as we were swimming in the pool, the dogs were jumping in the pool behind us. When they came up, the dogs would be right there waiting for them. I mean, this dog was like a giant horse. And when you came up to get Ed, he pounced on you. We had to get away or we had to drown. Now imagine swimming in the pool and you get a big Great Dane chasing you around the pool. And he would dive in the pool right after us. And he would put his head in the water to see where you were. And he would be swimming around in the pool so he could swim over you. And when you came up to get air, he would pounce on you. And you had to go back down and try to find a place to come up where you could get air. When they came up, the dogs would be right there waiting for him. I mean, this dog was like a giant horse. And when you came up to get air, he pounced on you. We had to get away, or we had to drown. And it was three Great Danes that would be swimming in the pool, and they would be waiting on us to come up for air. And every place you rode, the dogs would be there. So we were swimming in the pool, and my brother, every time they came up for water, the dogs were crawling on top of them. So they had to keep going under the water and swimming until they got to the edge. And when they pulled up on the edge of the pool, the dogs were right there when they pulled up. So I was laughing. When they came up, the dogs would be right there waiting for them. I mean, this dog was like a giant horse. And when you came up to get air, he pounced on you. We had to get away or we had to drown. So we had some good times at that pool. And I learned to swimming in my daddy's friend's pool. And I swam in his swimming pool for several years. And my godfather was hosting parties, cooking shrimp and cooking lobster and cooking crawdads. And oh, those crawdads were good. And the dogs were always there. We always had the dogs to compete with us while we were swimming. When they came up, the dogs would be right there waiting for us. I mean, this dog was like a giant horse. And when you came up to get air, he pounced on us. We had to get away, or we had to drown.
Standing out on the steps of my bungalow, and one of my students, a little cute little girl, she was light skinned and had big freckles on her face, and her mother had dressed her up with a white sweater and white jeans, and she just looked so darling. And while she was talking to me, she had her punch in one hand, and she had her pizza in her other hand. And this little boy reached under the steps and slapped the punch out of the girl's hand and got punch all over her white clothes. And then he slapped the pizza out of her hand, and he took off running. And I lost it.
My posse's on Broadway.
Me and Kissin' Satan at home away from home in the black Benz limo with a cellular phone. I'm calling up the posse, it's time to get to rippin'. I freakin' each sunroof to keep you suckers trippin'. Everybody's looking, if you're jealous, turn around. The AMD kick keeps us closer to the ground. We're getting good grip from the 50 series tires. The Alpine's bumping, but I need the volume higher, cause the 808 kick drum makes the girlies get dumb. We're rolling Rainier and the jealous wanna get some. Every time we do this, sucker MCs wanna battle. I'm the man they love to hate, the J-R-U-ing of Seattle. Pick up the posse on 23rd and Jackson, heading for the strip. Yes, we're looking for some action. The limo's kinda crowded, the whole car was leaning back. Maharaji's watching TV with two girlies on his lap. On Martin Luther King, the set looks kinda dead. We need a new street, so posse move ahead. And we all look kinda suave, the crew you can't forget. The Mix-a-Lot posse, Cole ripping up the set.
My posse's on Broadway. My posse's on Broadway.
Off you up.
My posse's on Broadway. My posse's on Broadway.
Rolling in my posse was getting kinda bored. There's not another posse with more points scored. We don't walk around like criminals or flex like big gorillas. My homeboy Kid Sensation is the teenage lady killer. Maharaji's on the deaf side dancing like a freak. The girlies see his booty and their knees get weak. Larry is the white guy, people think he's funny. A real estate investor who makes a lot of money. Clacking lots of dollars, we all got gold. Cruising in his Benz and ain't got no place to go. Well, in 23rd, we saw nothing but thugs. The girlies was too skinny from smoking all them drugs. Cause the rock man got them and their butts just dropped. The freaks look depressed because our Benz won't stop. At 23rd and Union, the driver broke left. Kevin shouted, Broadway, it's time to get deaf. My girl blew me a kiss, she said I was the best. She's looking mighty freaky in a black silk dress. The closer that we get, the crazier I feel. My posse's on Broadway, it's time to get ill.
My posse's on Broadway. My posse's on Broadway.
Pop you up. Cruising Broadway and my wheels spin slow. Rolling with your posse is the only way to go. The girlies by the college was looking for a ride. We tried to pick them up but we had no room inside. We put them on the trunk, we put them on the hood. Some sat up with the driver, they made him feel good. The posse's getting bigger, there's much too many freaks. My muffler's dragging, my suspension's getting weak. Now the freaks are getting hungry and Mix-a-Lot treating. We stopped at Taco Bell for some Mexican eating, but Taco Bell was closed, the girls was on my dip. They said, go back the other way, we'll stop and eat a dip. Six is the place where the cool hang out. The swaths like to play and the rich flaunt clout. Posse to the burger stand so big we walk in twos. We're getting dirty looks from those other sucker crews. Kid Sensation dropped a 20 and didn't even miss it. Skeezer from another crew, he picked it up and kissed it. Her boyfriend's illin', he went to slap her face. My homeboy PLB, cold sprayed the boy with mace. Cause I never liked the bunk who beat up on his girl. If you don't have game, then let her leave your world. We took his girl with us, with him she rode the bus. He gave the boy the finger and the sucker starts to cuss. Boy, I got a just posse, you got a bunch of dudes. You're broke cold crying about the Rockman blues. You beat up on your girl and now you're all upset. She's with the Mix-a-Lot posse on the Broadway set. know what it is. The posse's on Broadway. Five fellas and 22 free.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
This little boy reached under the steps and slapped the punch out of the girl's hand and got punch all over her white clothes. And then he slapped the pizza out of her hand and he took off running. And I lost it. And I took off running after this little boy. And every time I got ready to put my hands on him, he would fake to the right. And I would slide by him. And then I'd start running again. And I'd get ready to grab him again. And he'd fake to the left. And I'd slide on by him. And I'd be like, ooh, I'm going to catch him, and I'd be so mad. And he was running around the school, and he ran into the boys' bathroom.
We have a store, gmoney.com. where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything, from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G-Money. That's my symbol. And that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, yes, Las Vegas, let's talk NFL. Football. Time to get your horses up. Put your money up. This year, we're going for the win. We got 16 weeks. So follow along with G and see if G Money is going to be able to pick a winner. Every week, I'm going to be in it to win it.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. We're broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Friday's radio show, the end of the second week of 2023. Yeah, almost forgot. Yeah, so welcome everybody to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a couple of jokes for you. Why did the bear wear a big fur coat? You don't know? You don't know? Because he'd look really silly wearing a sweater. Woo! Hey, there was a turtle and a tarantula. We're on the side of the river, and the tarantula was trying to get to the other side of the river, and he asked the turtle if he could ride on his shell to the other side of the river, and the turtle said, no, because you'll sting me. And the tarantula said, no, I promise I won't sting you. I won't mess with you at all. And the turtle said, okay, climb on top of my shell, and I'll give you a ride across the river. And when they got on, he got on the shell, and they were halfway across the river, the tarantula stung him. Turtle said, ow, hey, you stung me. You said you weren't going to sting me. He said, I'm sorry, but that's just my nature. Oh, I'm G Money, and I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. Well, I want to hear a song. Let's hear a song. Superman. G Money is Superman. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
I'm Gregory Gerard, the teacher from the street. Is I want to talk about when I was a teacher in Compton Unified School District. I was a chaperone at the high school prom, and I left the prom with the kids to go to the after prom. And we went to the IHOP for breakfast until like 9 o'clock in the morning. So when I left the after prom, I didn't go home. I went to my neighborhood apartment complex where my friends lived in the complex, and I went to the pool, and I hung out at the pool. So I was at the pool drinking my alcohol.
Yeah.
I'm G Money. Keep coming. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. Black magic. Yeah, boy, I'm in the house.
And when I was in college, they called me Serious Business, and I was the step master for our step team. And when the showtime showed up, we were ready. And we came out on the yard, and we started stepping. And everybody was like, whoa, look at them throw down. And we got to our second to the last step. And somebody hollered out of the crowd. They said, get down, insane. And I put a couple of extra steps in there. And I forgot the stutter step. So I threw all of my brothers off. Everybody was doing something different. And we all got confused. And the people in the audience started saying, you should practice at home.
What? You said what? The president did what? Oh, man, that's all good, baby. He got rid of the player haters, too? Oh, man, we need to declare this a national holiday. We gon' call this Players Holiday. Matt Beasy, what's up, man?
Rise and shine, make you wanna say, dear God, let me thank you for another day. Been living life on the edge and I'm trying to break it. Tired of tucking the bed, but it's a struggle to make it. So this is your day, homie, now it's time to shine. Paper players only keeping me from wine and dine. Stress free from the drama, better get your ticket. And come on, players can't lie to kick it.
It feels good not to grind no more. Don't get it twisted cause I still hustle. Maintaining it, trying to reach my goal. Living life truly successful. So that my little soldier never has to steal no dough. All the cutties from the beers coming home again. And we ain't trying to kill each other cause brother we all kin. Beautiful black women giving much respect. And ain't no funk between the east and the west. It's just a player holiday.
Love.
to put my clothes on layaway. Now I'm dipped every day and every C-No got big face. Holla at me, man, used to ride the back of the bus. Now I'm spinning V12, though the times is rough. And God we trust, haters, you can only hate us. But can't front, cause you knew that we was bound to blow up. Getting paper with kids, Short Dog and M Banks. Mac Maul do it big on the player holiday.
And when I was in college, they called me Serious Business, and I was the stepmaster for our step team. And when the showtime showed up, we were ready. And we came out on the yard, and we started stepping. And everybody was like, whoa, look at them throw down. And we got to our second to the last step. And somebody hollered out of the crowd. They said, get down, insane. And I put a couple of extra steps in there. I forgot the stutter step. So I threw all of my brothers off. Everybody was doing something different. And we all got confused. And the people in the audience started saying, you should practice at home.
Everybody around the world, G's Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G's Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comics. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday. Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you.
This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323
323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. Well, the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for us to shut it down. I got to get out the air chair and go somewhere. I got people to see and places to go, don't you know? So I want to acknowledge all the people that are celebrating their birthdays, all of my fan club members, and all of the followers to the radio show. If you sit back, DJ Papa D is going to announce the names of everybody celebrating their birthday today on January 13th, 2023. So, DJ, do we have birthdays to celebrate today before we get out of here?
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for today. January 13th, Friday the 13th, 2023. Happy birthday to Angela Clark Green. Happy birthday to John E. Boyd. Happy birthday to Charvon L. Buffalo. Happy birthday to Dr. Patricia Henry. Happy birthday to Willie Smith. Happy birthday to Elisa Forgetta Collins. Happy birthday to Dimitri Anderson. Happy birthday to Calvin Hill, MBA. And last but not least, happy birthday to Jason Hendricks. And that's it for everyone whose birthday is today, Friday the 13th, January 13th, 2023.
Well, all right, everybody. We're celebrating your birthday today. So I hope God is blessing you with some great presents and some good entertainment. Well, we already handled the entertainment, so now it's your turn to get some good presents and get some good treatment by your family and friends. So, without further ado, I want to sing you a happy birthday song. And it goes like this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. And may you have many, many more. All right. Well, happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday this week, this month, and sometime this year. We want to give you all the grace that God can bless you with, and may you receive all the love and the respect from all of the friends in your neighborhood and all of the love from your family that God can give you. So without further ado, I want to say, let us pray. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there.
Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing, and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom, and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot, and we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. and in your name, I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.